from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Yes, it is a good day to have a great day. You may be thinking to yourself, what are you talking about, JR? It's raining like crazy, thunder, lightning, the whole deal. Well, I kind of feel like it's an omen. The lightning tonight.
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
A little power in the sky, a little power in Amelie tonight.
Yep.
Hope you're right.
Me too.
Zala is one of the worst rides I've ever had into this radio station. It was
really
horrible down the veterans.
Yeah,
it was really bad. You couldn't see much in front of you. Thank God for those reflectors that, are in between each lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I knew I was in the lane. Everyone was slowed way down. A lot of ponding. I love that word. I don't know why.
Ponding.
Like, word of the day, ponding.
Yeah, on the veterans, because it was raining so hard. But, it's coming through our area. Greg D. said it's going to be here all morning, and then it's going to be east of I-75 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So,
well, my ride in from Apollo Beach wasn't too bad. Didn't sound near as
bad
as yours.
Yeah.
So,
it was bad.
I think it's just important. We all know the drill. Just slow down. Watch out for the ponding.
Ponding.
And,
give yourself some extra time this morning.
Definitely.
If you haven't already. And be careful out there, because we want you to be safe on the roads. QIK family, we care about you for sure.
But we need the rain, so we welcome it.
Yes.
Charles Kelly from Lady A going to be on the show today at 8:55. Very excited about that. Yesterday, I know that people were making guesses about the QIK cash vault. That's going to continue today at 8:20. You make a guess. If you get it right, boom, that money is yours.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
We will also tell you if you don't get it right, if your guess is higher or lower than the actual amount.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready to play at 8:20. That's the QIK Cash Vault. Rumors are floating around about lightning tickets. I don't know for sure. The only person that knows on this show is Kevin, because he surprised us yesterday. He said, I made a few phone calls. I don't know why that hasn't happened earlier, because I'd like to go. but no, anyway, so excited to possibly give out tickets for that for tonight's game at 9:10. So just be ready for that. But right now, we want to kick the day off with, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We will get you on the air. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Thanks for waking up with us. It's QIK. Scotty McCreary, you time right there, 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning. Who is this?
JR, this is Al with AutoNation.
Al with AutoNation. What in the world are you doing up right now?
Out having fun in traffic.
I heard it's a blast right now.
Going over the Skyway was a good little trip.
He was white-knuckling it the whole way, I bet, huh?
Oh, yes. Trying to stay in my lane with all that wind.
Well, listen, man, you be safe out there. We care about you, all right?
And be careful of the ponding.
The ponding.
Oh,
yes,
the ponding.
All right, Al, you have a great day.
Be safe,
you
Al.
Too.
All right, bye-bye. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. What part of town are you in right now?
I don't know where I am. I'm right where you get off of 75 onto I-4.
Ooh. Okay. And what in the world are you doing up right now?
I am headed to work.
What do you do for work, Rose?
Administrative assistant.
Oh, you got an early morning, huh?
Yeah, my work starts at 8, but I like to be extra early, get my coffee, relax, sometime walk.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow, boss must love you getting in early and getting the place cleaned up and ready for everybody for the day.
Well, hopefully he does.
All right, Rose, listen, drive safe and you have a great day, okay?
You guys also, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
It's Mike in Tampa, man. Listen, I'm not running from the girlfriend's parents this morning. But
Mike, that was the call of the day yesterday. You telling us that you're getting up early to run from the girlfriend's parents. Unbelievable.
I've talked to you guys several times in the morning. I work for Hungry Hollies. I'm up here in Dothan, Alabama this morning listening to you on QIK app, whatever picks you guys up and gets you on the radio here in the truck. That's what I do.
Oh, man, I love it. Well, listen, you have a great day. Drive safe, okay?
Bye, Mike.
You too. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Felicity.
Hi, Felicity. What in the world are you doing up right now?
I am pulling into my job right now.
And what do you do for work?
I run a car wash.
Okay, very nice.
Probably not going to be too busy today, Felicity.
More than likely not. Yes, no. That's why everyone can do side work.
All right, very nice. Well, listen, you have a great day. Appreciate you calling.
Go take a nap in the back room.
That's what Lana would do.
I feel like it.
All right, have a great day.
Bye.
You do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up next, we are going to play Secret Celebrity for a Krabby Bill's gift card. $100 on the line. Next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And you can win a $100 gift card. Check this out. There's a big luau party this weekend at the original Krabby Bill's Indian Rocks Beach, and we're going to hook you up with that. But tell us, who is a secret celebrity?
And if you ever get time to step down Texas, find yourself down around Austin Way. I'll be waiting every time with my cowboy hat and wine. If you two step down Texas and go stepping out.
So she sang that last night on Jimmy Fallon. Yes, it's a she, if you couldn't tell. Any hints, Lana?
Well, she's kind of a white liar.
She is a white liar. Mm-hmm. I, you know what? She has very good control over her emotions because she's very good at settling down.
Yes.
Like if something goes down.
Yeah, especially when there's something bad going on that's been happening to her, she settles down very well. So when she... You know, I mean, she talks to her mama about a broken heart.
She definitely does, and she has some gunpowder and lead.
That is true. Oh, by the way, she just got a new present, a bluebird. So I don't know if you knew that. She has a bluebird
now.
Oh,
she has a bluebird. And with all the dogs that she has, she also has a bluebird?
Yes, and rides around in an Airstream.
We done now?
No, not yet.
He likes to pull her bluebird around in her little red wagon.
Hey! Who could that be? That's your secret celebrity. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Paula and St. Pete right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Paula, who was our secret celebrity?
If you ever get time to step down Texas, find yourself down around Austin Way. I'll be waiting every time with my cowboy hat and wine. If you two step down Texas and go stepping out with me.
That was Miranda Lambert.
Way to go. Yeah, performing her song last night on Jimmy Fallon. Way to go. We're going to hook you up with something pretty cool right now. Isn't that right, Lana?
Yeah, you get a $100 gift card to enjoy the luau party this weekend at the original Krabby Bill's in Indian Rocks Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Fun.
You got it. $100. Krabby Bill's love it. Well, Paula, hang on for us. We'll get your info, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Doing our QYK Family Matters. Got something that we want your help with. It's from a QYK family member. You'll hear it next.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody,
help.
You know, I need someone.
For our QYK Family Matters, this is when somebody writes us in a letter. We read it on the air and looking for your advice, QYK Family. All right, Lana, what's today's?
This is from Sarah. Looks like she lives in Thanona, Sassa. She said, I need your help this morning. We found a great summer camp for our two girls. It's a week long, about an hour and a half away from the Tampa area. Lots of great stuff for our girls to learn and do. They are 14 and 12. The problem is the camp will not allow us to have any contact with our girls while they are there. None. They take their cell phones and they don't give them back until after 7 days.
Wow.
They said, we can email the camp counselor if we need to speak with them. The counselor then will read the email to them and then they can tell them what they want to email back. There is no screen or social media at all and zero phone calls. My husband is way okay with this. He thinks it's good for them, but I just can't do this. Safety reasons, of course. I read reviews about the camp. I toured the camp and I feel good. I just don't understand why they can't allow our girls to have their phones for 15 minutes to check in. Parents, how do you do this? Can I trust that they will be okay?
Wow. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, would you let your two kids go to a camp for 7 days and have zero contact with them?
That's a hard one. I don't know. That I kind of agree. Like, give them like a 15-minute, hey, check in. How are you? It would just make me feel better that I could hear them. But yeah, sure. That would be hard.
Or
that would
be hard.
It would be a difficult decision to say, yes, I don't want to talk to them for a week. That would be, you'd be thinking about it the whole week.
Right. Now, I remember when I went to church camp when I was a little girl, cell phones weren't around. There was no internet.
True.
So my parents shipped me off for a week and I didn't talk to them. There was no email, none of that stuff.
Yeah, and
my parents were like, see ya.
Took forever to get there in that horse and buggy. I mean, to tell you what.
Pretty much. We're trying to make the wheel round by shipping it away.
All right, well, what do you think?
This is a tough
one. Yeah, QIK family, we need your help on this. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Chris Young, Kane Brown, Famous Friends right there. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Jared, Lana, Kevin. We're doing our QIK Family Matters. This is where we get a email from somebody. They write us in, and we look for your help, QIK family. All right, today, we'll just recap real quick. Lana, what was it again?
This is from Sarah. She's wants to send her girls off to summer camp. There is no contact allowed between the kids and the parents for 7 days. No phones, no nothing. The only way they can contact them is through the counselor's email.
All right.
If needed.
So getting your responses right now, would you do this? Would you send your kids to this? Would you be okay with this? Rachel, what do you think?
No, I would need to be able to check on them. So I can understand where she's coming from. No, I want to be able to contact them, make sure they're okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rachel, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Love y'all. Bye.
Ashley in Clearwater right now. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Sarah and Lana.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
So I grew up going to camp. I would go for 1 to 2 weeks every summer. And, you know, back then it was all snail mail. Nobody checked in on me. And it was great. And this summer I'm sending my 8-year-old. He's gone for 7 days. No email. They have a landline if there's an emergency. You know, all the emergency contacts are up to date. And I think it's great. Kids need to disconnect.
How do you think your 8-year-old will handle it?
He's really excited. They have swimming, arts and crafts, you know, all your summer camp activities. He's really excited about it.
I think it is really good for kids because they spend so much time in front of the TV, and this will give them an opportunity for 7 days. But I can totally sympathize with the parents and just be like, how do you not have any contact with your child for 7 days?
Well, Ashley, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, okay?
No problem.
And tell your 8-year-old to have a fantastic time.
I will. Thank
you. All right. Joe's in Riverview right now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
All right. I got to hear what you think about this.
Well, I actually think it's good with a slight variation. I'm coming from a different angle. I used to be a counselor at a summer camp. I did this in the summers while I was in college. And believe it or not, what you find out is these kids have so much fun. There's so many activities that they kind of just forget about their phones, and
right.
It's a great outlet. Now, granted, what we did is we gave access to the children to use a landline.
Okay.
So if they wanted to reach out to their parents, all they had to do is say, hey, can I call my parents? And we took them to a landline. And it kind of keeps them off of the cell phones. And I think it's great for kids. And quite honestly, it was rare that any of the kids were really kind of, missing their parents because they were busy having so much fun.
I'm free. Yeah. I'm free. I get to have a good time.
That sounds great. The only problem I hear with this is, like, I don't think anybody has a landline
anymore.
I'm
sure these camps do. No, I'm sure these camps do for sure. But I get it. It's not as accessible as having a cell phone in your hand. I totally understand, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, same to you guys. Thanks.
All right. We got Rose in Tampa right now. Rose, what are your thoughts on this?
I say no. I would not do it.
Okay.
There's too much going on in society today, so I would not send my kids off without any contact.
You would want to make sure that you had contact at all times?
Not at all times, but, you know, at least check in. Hi, Mom. I'm okay. You know, like Lana said, maybe back when her and I grew up, yes, I felt it was safe, but nowadays, no, I would not do it.
All right, Rose. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
I think parents are just so used to always having contact with their kids. It's hard for them to just cut it off. Because my parents, you know, they didn't have contact with me.
No.
I was free like a bird running and doing
I like the landline idea for sure, if they have a landline there. Because I think it's more than just an email, so you can hear your parents' voice if you got homesick or something like that. But then you have Joe where he says, hey, they have a ton of fun. You know, they might not even be thinking about calling home.
So. They probably don't.
Well, Sarah wrote us in. Sarah, hopefully that helps you out, QYK family. Thanks for your advice. We appreciate it. Coming up, 705, your car line fun fact.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
Well, showers aren't just for good hygiene. They're good for creativity, too. Now, we talk about this a lot. Like, you think of, you know, interesting things in the shower, mm-hmm. or you like, oh, that's a great idea. Maybe for us, we think about something for the show that we can do on
the
air.
Come up with some of my best ideas.
There you go. So the reason for that is you have a simpler task going on. It's a routine task that you're doing that you don't really have to think about, and you're relaxed in the shower. Therefore, you can think about more stuff. They did a study on this where they gave people demanding tasks, and it did not come out the same way where it comes to problem solving.
Mm.
So some of your best ideas when you're like, hey, you know what? That's a great idea in the shower. That's why. Psychologically, that has been proven.
Huh.
The other one, I just want to tell you this, parents, this would be a great, great science project to do.
Okay.
I love this. I wish I would have thought of this. Hot water and cold water sound slightly different when being poured. The reason for this is the heat changes the thickness of the water, which changes the pitch of the sound it makes when it's poured.
Really?
What a great hypothesis. Does it matter? Does the sound change when you change the temperature of the water for a science experiment? Wouldn't that be great?
That is good.
So you could do like a little, like a medium hot. You could do a really hot. Uh-huh. You could do a cold. You could do one with ice cubes and see if it changes the pitch of when you pour the water.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's a lot better than the one I did. I did which color candle burns the fastest. By the way, they all burn the same amount.
Yeah, they do.
If you're wondering. You know. Boy, did my teacher look at me like I was dumb.
Oh, yeah.
When I showed up with this one. Anyway, those are your car line fun facts right there for you. Coming up, your 7:15 second date update and 8:20. We're opening up that QYK Cash Vault. Want to get you paid, all right? Here's Billy Currington.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
We got Dan this morning on the 7:15 second date update looking for our help. We're going to try to help him out right now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure, man. So we want to see if we can help you out. Tell us about this girl, Marcy, that you mentioned in your email.
Yeah, so we met online, you know, weren't online for very long, maybe like a day we met. And then like a couple days later, we went out for coffee. Downtown St. Pete, I figured we could meet up at this coffee spot. It's beautiful, cute, great first date spot. So yeah, so we met up. I thought there was a good connection. You know, I thought it was a great vibe. She has a lot going for her. She has a great career. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like everything kind of clicked, but not sure what's happening. She's not texting me back. And kind of feeling like I'm getting phased out, you know, and that I'm in that like kind of time frame right now where it's like a week out. I haven't heard from her. And yeah, I'm just not sure what happened.
Well, I like the fact that you went the casual route. I think that's cool that you guys just met up for coffee and there's no pressure on anybody.
Right.
I like that. Now, when you guys were talking, did you feel like you clicked with like conversation and sense of humor and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we had a good conversation. You know, I mean, there's always those, like, I mean, did I say something? Like, you know, because sometimes right. I say dumb stuff, you know. I'm nervous. Yes.
I do the same thing.
We've made a living out of it.
I mean, I don't think I said anything, you know, stupid on the date. You know, I showered before
good.
I went.
Always good to mix one in.
Yeah.
How did things end with the date? Was it, hey, I'll see you again, or let's set up another date?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't obviously anything physical or anything like that. But, I mean, I felt like, I don't know, I felt like after I left that date, and I don't feel this way very often, but I just felt like guaranteed second date.
Ooh,
like,
guaranteed.
Not gonna have. Yeah, I felt really good about it.
Okay.
So. Well, maybe she's just been busy. We'll see if we can get her on the phone. Do you mind hanging on?
Yeah, of course.
Right, hang on for a minute. All right, we are trying to help out Dan this morning on the 7:15 second date update. Sounds like a really good dude. I like the fact that they stayed casual. I said that very early on.
Yeah, just went to a coffee shop in downtown St. Pete after they met. He said he showered and he felt guaranteed that.
I think that was a selling point for him. I showered.
And he didn't say anything dumb. He doesn't think. So, you know, sounds like a guaranteed second date there.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to try to call Marcy for Dan right now and see if we can help him out.
Hi, good morning. Is this Marcy?
Yeah, this is Marcy.
Hey, Marcy. Good morning to you. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK in Tampa.
Okay.
Good morning.
I know that's a little bit random for us to be calling you.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of minutes?
Yeah. Did I win something? Or
people always ask that. We wanted to see if we could talk to you about a date you went on. We do something called a 7:15 second date update, and we talk to people about dates they went on, and we wanted to actually ask you about one that you currently went on, or you not recently went on.
Okay.
We're going to ask you about Dan. Remember Dan?
Dan?
Yeah, Dan,
oh.
I guess. Is...
Oh, yes, Dan with the purse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dan with the purse?
What do you...
Yeah, he had a purse. I mean, he had like a nice designer purse, but it was a woman's purse.
Oh, wait a minute. Right. No, it was like probably a book bag or something?
No, I mean, if it was a book bag, I wouldn't have thought anything of it, but it was definitely a woman's purse.
All right, though.
I mean, was it like pink or something? I mean,
no, but I mean, it was just obvious that it wasn't. You know, like designers make things for men and women, but this is clearly made for a woman. Like my friends probably would buy this bag.
Okay, so like, does he?
Better girls.
So he has his stuff in it. So when he went to pay for something, he reached in there and grabbed a wallet out and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could date someone who carries a purse.
All right.
Wow. Well, he was very confused.
Sorry.
He was very confused why you weren't getting back to him. And we actually have him on the phone with us, and now we know why you haven't gotten back to him. Is that really the only reason?
I mean, other than that, he was really nice, but I'm sorry I feel that way, but I just can't date someone that carries a woman's purse. I just can't.
All right. We actually have Dan on the phone. Just want to let you know. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Like, it's not a women's purse. You know, it's just a regular bag.
It was not a regular bag. I mean, come on, Dan. Seriously.
All right. Well, the person that I bought it from said that this was just it was a bag that you could carry around. It was a man's bag. You know, I mean, it's just, like, I have a lot of stuff, you know?
What kind of stuff? You need a purse for?
There's a wallet in there.
It's a bag, Lana, not a purse.
It's a merce.
Wallet, phone, like, AirPods. Like, I have, you know, I'm a writer. I have a notebook, you know? Just, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know.
So I decided to get something. Like, I don't know why you would pick a woman's purse.
Okay, but still, like, that's why you're not talking to me. It's because I had a bag.
Dude, you don't have a bag. You have a purse. Like, are you kidding me?
I mean, maybe it kind of looks like a purse, but maybe it really was a bag, Marcy. I mean...
Well, how about this?
It wasn't.
Why don't you go ahead and describe it to us, Dan, and then Lana, being the woman on the show, tell me if it sounds like a purse or not.
It's like a brown bag. I don't know how. There's no defining features of it being a lady's purse.
Does it have like a shoulder strap to it?
I took the strap off. There was a strap, but I mean, there's straps on like every bag.
So it's a clutch?
No, it's not. It's like bigger than a clutch. It's probably like a foot like long, probably half a foot tall.
So it's like a purse.
It's not a purse. It's just a regular bag. It's not, there's no defining features that make it a purse.
Did you pay over $200 for it?
No, I did not pay over $200 for it.
Might not be a purse then.
Got a deal. I mean, let's think about this, Marcy. We're talking about a guy that you said was very nice, and you had a good time, and you liked the place that you guys went. I mean, is this really going to be a deal breaker for you?
If he continues to carry that purse, I'm so sorry, but, like, my friends will, like, you know, just make fun of me for it, and I just can't, I wouldn't feel comfortable, like, taking him to my parents. Like, I just can't date someone that carries
I'm
purse.
Getting a different bag. I mean, I can't live with this anymore. Like, I can't have this bag anymore because of this whole situation. So I'm getting a different bag, but I'm going to continue carrying the bag with me.
You ever heard of like a fanny pack or something?
Oh, Lana, come on now.
Jeez, I would consider. I'll switch over to something different. But
no, don't switch to a fanny pack.
No,
no, don't do that.
No,
unless you have rollerblades, because then then it looks pretty cool.
Well, like a backpack, maybe.
Maybe, or you know, just your pocket.
Marcy, he had like a backpack.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be fine with a backpack or, you know, something like that.
I mean, I'm down with that. Like I said, Marcy, I had a great time, you know, hanging out with you. And I'm sorry. I just refuse to let a bag just.
Wow. Okay. So, Marcy, is this not a deal breaker now?
I mean, if he gets a different bag, I did have a really good time with him. It was really just the bag for me. And I just could not get over the whole bag thing.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of not trying to change someone the first time you meet them. So it's up to Dan. Dan, you get to decide what you're going to do. Why don't you think about it for a day?
Yeah.
And then hit her up if you decide you're going to get a new bag. And then she can kind of decide from there. And you guys can kind of work it out, you know, off the air.
All right. I mean, you know, I want to go back out with her, but okay.
No, I encourage that. If you want to go back out with her again, let us know, and then we can set you guys up. We can pay for it and you know, make sure you guys have a great time together.
You guys could go purse shopping together.
Okay. There we go. Lana. Back to that. All right, guys. Well, listen, hang on for me. I know that Kevin's going to get all your info, and we wish you luck. If it works out, this is great.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, guys. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dan and Marcy, we don't know if they're going to be going back out again or not. They decided that maybe they're going to think about it for a little bit. 7:15, second date update. Marcy had a problem with something that Dan brought to the date.
Yeah, he brought a purse, like a woman's purse. And she said, if you ditch the purse, I might go out with you again. So he's going to go shopping for a new purse.
Well, he's supposed to get rid of the purse. He's going to go looking for a new bag. But yeah, she described it as a purse. Dan goes, no, it's not. It's just a normal bag that I keep my stuff in. Well, that kind of tripped Marcy up. And now they're thinking about going out again and if he can change his bag. I don't know what just happened. It was wild, but getting your reactions right now. Tara, what do you think?
I love Lana's reaction, and I agree with the chick. I forgot her name.
her name was Marcy.
I'm sorry. Marcy. I'm so sorry about that.
No worries.
I agree with her. That would be hard for me to get over. I can see how some people might think that that's slightly shallow, but I'm right there with her.
It would be different.
Yeah.
It would be very different. And, you know, I wish I could see or he would have sent us a picture of what it really looks like. Because there are guys that wear take bags with them, but I don't about a purse, that's a little different.
And I think that was the whole issue. It wasn't a bag. It was a purse.
According to her.
I know. And Lana, your reaction was hilarious.
I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just having some fun.
All right. You have a great day, y'all. Tara.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Christina's in Tampa right now. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Talk to me.
So, okay, a couple things. First off, her reasoning, I get it. Like, you know, it's a purse to her. But if it's carrying his stuff, it's practical. That's what a purse is supposed to be. It used to be just for practicality. But her reasoning was, my friends will make fun of me and my family. Who cares? If you care about them and they're really your friends, they shouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
They might make fun of him, but I mean, honestly, like, I feel like that's very, not shallow, but I just thought it was a ridiculous reason as to why. You're saying he's a good guy, then who cares?
Right. Yeah, and that's what we were getting to is, I was saying that at the end, it's like, all right, well, listen, doesn't matter what this thing is. Are you into him or not?
Yeah, right? I mean, who cares? Take the purse out of it. Do you care? Like, do you want to see him again? I mean, you don't want to see the purse again. Fine, but you're not dating the purse.
Right.
So get it back. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Christina, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Lena and Trinity. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Tell me what you think.
Well, I think it probably was maybe a messenger bag because he took the strap off, is my feeling.
Right.
I think if he walked in and he had the long strap, it might be more like a messenger bag. But my real thought is you're going on a date. You don't need your notepad.
I mean, right.
You know, I'm thinking bring the wallet. That's really all women want. Bring the wallet.
That's all women want.
and all I could think of is I have to have a man, so I totally get what she's saying. So I don't know if she's going to get past this, even if he gets a new bag. I think he needs to leave the bag at home.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good idea. And he said he might change his bag, but maybe it's just better not to have a bag at all.
Change your bag on your own time, buddy, but bring the wallet.
All right, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, if you missed it, it'll be on our QYK Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. All right, right now we're going to play a game called the 10-Second Rule. For Aquatica tickets, we need caller 9, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Sue's in Oldsmar right now. She's playing our game called the 10-Second Rule. Sue, here's how the game works, all right? We're going to give you a category, and then you're going to have 10 seconds to name five things in that category, all right?
Okay.
All right, you ready? You stretched out?
Yep.
All right, if you get this, we'll get you those Aquatica tickets. I'm going to give you the category. Lana's going to give you the category, and then I'm going to start the stopwatch.
Okay.
Your category today is name five different types of beer.
Go.
Budweiser, Heineken, Corona, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh no! What, Yingling?
Yingling, yes! Way to go! Way to pick it up right there. Aquatica tickets for you.
I hate to tell you this, but I don't even drink beer.
Well, you wouldn't know
That's
it.
Awesome.
But hey, listen, congratulations! Aquatica tickets for you.
Thank you guys so much.
You got it. Hang on for us.
Okay, thanks.
I love hearing the excitement build and then I go, I got to get out of Yingling. Way to go. All right, we'll have more of those tickets this afternoon at 4:40 and we'll play again tomorrow at 7:40. Don't forget, 8:20, that QYK Cash Vault is opening up. Want to get you paid. We go commercial free right now.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, if you didn't hear the big news yesterday, Brooks and Dunn are bringing Travis Tritt along with LV Shane to Tampa for the reboot tour that kicks off in September. They are going to make a stop here in Tampa Friday night, October 8th, and we will be giving away tickets to that all next week at 6:20 a.m. So another concert for us.
That's
our
big.
Calendar is just filling up. All right, Brett Eldridge is also going to spread his message of positivity this fall with the Good Day Tour. After he's done a bunch of fair and festival dates, he's going to kick off a big tour in September. Now, I looked at all of the dates. He's got two in Florida. One is going to be in Orlando, September 30th at the Dr. Phillips Center. The other one, if you want to go, October 2nd, Key West.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Brett Eldridge and Key West in the same weekend. That's
that would
what I'm
be a
talking
good day.
About. So do you remember when Carrie Underwood, she did that live performance. She sang all of those songs Easter morning at the Ryman.
Right.
And everybody was just talking about how amazing it was. Well, they're going to put that on a DVD now. My Savior Live from the Ryman. That'll be out on July 23rd. That day is special, featuring the performances from the DVD. We'll also begin streaming on a bunch of different networks as well. But I mean, it was pretty moving. Pretty powerful. Carrie, you know, singing all of those songs. Again, it's called My Savior Live from the Ryman. We've got audio from Miranda Lambert. She was on Jimmy Fallon last night. This is her new song called Two Step Down to Texas from her album The Marfa Tapes.
And if you ever get time, two step down to Texas, find yourself down around Austin Way. I'll be waiting every time. Two-step down Texas and go stepping out with me.
Now, Lana, can you two-step?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
Kevin, can you?
No way.
Really? I thought for sure you guys would be able to two-step.
Mm-mm. All right. But I'm sure you can.
I can two-step, but I just wondered.
I hear a video coming later. All right, and finally, the big buzz in Nashville. People are talking about Blake and Gwen. We've been waiting for these two to finally walk down the aisle. Well, the joke might be on us. Maybe they already got married. Page Six spotted Gwen wearing a diamond wedding band paired with her engagement ring. In the picture, you can see she's walking with Blake and her son. But you don't just wear a band along with the engagement ring. So it's definitely a band. They haven't confirmed anything yet, but over the weekend she was posting a bunch of pictures of her saying, hey, I'm getting married, like a little bridal shower. The other clue is that they just got back from Oklahoma. They were there on a trip, and they said they were going to get married on his ranch in Oklahoma because he built a chapel there. The other thing, listen to this, I did some more investigation. She shared a card on Instagram that included something old, which was a copy of the Mass on the day of marriage of her parents, who got married June 11th, 1966. Well, look at the date today. It's June 15th. So maybe she wanted to get married on the same day as her parents, June 11th. That's why she posted that.
What do you do? See, something old, something new, something blue? So that you do at,
yes,
at a wedding?
And, right.
And something borrowed.
Oh, and something borrowed. Gotcha.
Right, exactly. So, I don't know. Go ahead and take a look at the picture. It's up at 995QIK.com. But I'm thinking they already got married. I mean, he's getting ready to start his tour July 31st. Why not?
Right, yeah.
Let's do it now.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, why not? I mean, if you don't want to answer questions about it, which I'm sure they don't because they've been asked a million things.
None of our business.
It's none of our business. But we're going to talk about it during the Music Minute.
Exactly. Well, that is your Music Minute.
I appreciate it, Lana. We are close to the QYK Cash Vault opening up. Just got to remember the combo. No, I'm just kidding. We got it. 6 minutes away on 99.5 QYK. Here's Tennille Art.
QIK Cash Vault is loaded with cash.
Yes, it is. It is now officially open. I'm ready to give away some money. How about you, Lana?
There's a lot of money in this vault.
All right, just want to make sure you know the rules. The rules are, if you get it correct, you guess the right amount of money in the cash vault, you will win that money. Now, we will also tell you if you don't get it right, if you are too low or too high.
And if you right, and if you've been keeping track of some of the guesses, you might have an idea, like, why are it's around.
All right, so caller 9 right now, you're going to play with us. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We got Charles from Lady A on the phone right now. Good morning, bud. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hanging out in Nashville.
All right, very nice. How's the fam?
They're good. They're good. My boy, actually, is going to get an eye test today. So
okay.
I know. All good. Normal life. We're just one thing to the next. Got a little COVID test this morning. Ford's going to get an eye test.
Just trying to say healthy.
I've literally had like 6 COVID tests in the past 2 weeks, you know, so I've had a lot. I'm so used to it now. You can stick anything up my nose.
I didn't think it really hurt all that bad. I've had 2 of them, and
awful.
I was like, it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. One of them I got was really, it kind of depends on who you get. If you get like some mean nurse that just has it out for you.
Right.
Then, you know, but no, I think most of the ones now are pretty easy. I mean, anyone that, you know, it's kind of afraid of getting one out there listening. Just it's nothing to it. And, you know, it gives you peace of mind. So
absolutely. Talking to Charles Kelly right now from Lady A. And I got to be honest with you, man, I got obsessed with the show Songland. And when you guys were on there, I think Champagne Night may be my favorite song that came from there. And then the fact that you guys recorded a new songwriter in Nashville song and then kind of presented it to her on Zoom or whatever. That was a pretty cool moment, I think, for you guys and for her, right?
Yeah, I think it's just a really cool concept for a show.
Right.
And you know, we're such good friends with Shane McAnally, big songwriter in Nashville, and you know, and I've actually known Tedder for a while, and we got to meet Esther Dean, who was just hilarious and awesome. And I just think the show is just really a cool concept about kind of behind the scenes how it works. And you know, the basic song was solid, but it was a little cliche at times lyrically, and like, but it had such great bones, you know, and melodic bones. And so, you know, right when we heard it, it was like, oh my gosh, this is right up Shane McAnally's, you know.
Yeah.
It's just right in his wheelhouse. And the minute we heard it, we were like, okay, let's see how it reacts. And so, you know, we put it out there and the fans were just reacting to it so big. It was like, okay, we gotta go to radio with this. It's, you know, it just felt like a heater. And so, and ironically, you know, we're about to go on tour that summer. So we're like, this will be perfect for the live show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That gets you going for sure. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. And people, by the way, people listening right now, if you don't know who Shane McAnally is, look it up, and he's written every one of your favorite songs.
Yeah.
So,
it's amazing how many hits he's gotten. And he's really versatile too. You know, he wrote Downtown for us, but then he also can go over there and write, you know, Rainbow.
Right.
With Casey Musgrave.
Right.
You know, and so he's just versatile as can be.
I literally was going to say that the Champagne Night is very similar to Downtown, that vibe anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And that's crazy that he worked on both those songs.
I know. Well, that's why we said it, too. I mean, I remember saying it backstage, too. I said, man, and I said, honestly, treat it kind of like a different, you know, kind of new age version of Downtown. So it is, And we always need those songs. Songs, you know, live, you know, I mean, we got, our hit previous to that was, you know, What If I Never Get Over You. And those are, you know, really special moments in the show. But when people are outside, you know, and they've been tailgating all day, you need Bartender, Downtown, you know, You Look Good. Those are the songs you really, really want.
Yeah, you know, need you now is not really one you shotgun a beer to.
Hey, I've seen it. Done.
Well, I guess if you're getting over someone, maybe you want to.
Right, there you go.
That's hilarious.
Well, the single is Champagne Night, and I love this song. And definitely look up their episode of Songland if you can to see kind of how the genesis of this into what it is now. It's really, really neat. Charles Kelly, will you be popping bottles by any chance with Champagne Night?
I'm not going to lie. I've been popping a lot of bottles this year. I need to maybe slow down and popping bottles.
You and everybody
I need to be over there popping squats here in a little bit. Yeah. And getting in shape.
All right, my friend. You have a great day.
All right. See you, buddy.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACMC MA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
The USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
And his name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, the Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, they are saying thanks to everybody this morning because they had the birth of a southern white rhino, the eighth to be born in Tampa as part of a plan to help the species. The white rhino still classified as near threatened because of habitat loss, but they've had eight born at Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park. The female calf has not been named yet, but they are very happy over at Zoo Tampa. Aww. The Cross Bay Ferry, it usually happens between, November 1st through April 30th. Well, under a new contract proposal, this would expand to year-round service in the fall of 2024. They would extend it from April 30th to May 31st, 2023, and through June 30th in 2024, and then that year-round in the fall starting that year. So that's very cool. And during the season 2020 to 2021, the ferry operated Wednesday through Sunday and only charged $10 for a one-way 50-minute trip between downtown St. Pete and downtown Tampa. So that's very cool with the Cross Bay Ferry. Game two of the Stanley Cup semifinals is tonight between your Tampa Bay Lightning
and the New York
Islanders. We all know that the Lightning are down in the series 1-0. But that game is 8 o'clock tonight at Amalie Arena, and it's on NBCSN. So
that was pretty cool yesterday what you did. You said you made a couple calls, and you were like, I got tickets. And we're like, how the heck did you do that? So we were very confused.
Before I get to that, I do want to say I'm gonna help everybody out there to help calm the nerves about tonight's game.
Okay.
So dating to the beginning of last postseason, the Lightning are 9-0 coming off a loss, including two wins after game one losses in last year's playoffs. Calm the nerves. It's going to be okay.
Oh, I like it. Because usually we're calming you down when it comes to the Lightning.
Yes, you are. But we're going to be okay, I think. So yes, I did make a couple of calls. And if you remember yesterday, I gave away some tickets to tonight's game.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to do it again.
What?
Whoa!
So caller 9, 1-800-992-1099, 1-800-992-1099. You are caller 9. You get to go, you and one other person, to tonight's Game 2 Amalie Arena Lightning Islanders Stanley Cup semifinals. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. And go Bolts.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 995 QIK. All right, here we go. Dylan's in St. Pete right now. Now, Dylan, have you been to a Lightning game this year?
I have not.
Well, I didn't make the phone calls. Kevin did, so they're not really my tickets to give away. But, Kevin, what do you want to do?
Dylan, since you haven't been to a game this year, I think tonight would be appropriate for you to attend one this season. Oh! You're going, buddy.
Oh, let's go! Let's go! Bulls 2020
champs,
let's go!
Let's go! Bring them good luck. They need it. They need to get back 1-1 in the series, Dylan.
Yes!
Let's go.
Dylan, congratulations, my friend. Who are you taking with you?
I'm taking my fiance with me.
Is she the one screaming in the background?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you guys have an awesome date night, and go Bulls!
Oh, you know it. Let's go.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. And we have a good time with you every single morning, like this morning. Had a great time, and I just still can't believe the 7:15 second date update. Yeah. How that went down to say.
I was getting a lot of pictures from text messages from listeners. They were sitting in purses saying, or pictures of purses, and they're like, what do you think? What do you think of this? What do you think of this
oh
one?
Oh, my gosh. If you don't know what we're talking about and you missed it, please listen to it on the Instagram and Facebook page today, our 7:15 second date update. Yeah. Kevin, highlight of the show, sir.
We talked to Charles Kelly from Lady A, and my favorite part of the interview was when you they were talking about songs that you, they love to get.
Yeah,
bartender downtown that gets the crowd going at live shows, and you said, not many people are shotgunning beers to Need You Now. It just made me laugh. So, but he said, I've seen it, and he's seen people do it, so you never know what you see at a Lady A show. So that's listen, concerts are coming back. Here we go.
Yes.
It's almost that time.
I love it. All right, Lana, highlight?
Well, speaking of beer, we had Sue on the phone earlier today. She was playing our game for Aquatica tickets, and we said you need to name 5 types of beer in 10 seconds. And she rattled off all these different beers, and she's like, I don't even drink. So.
And she still won.
But yes, she won. So awesome. She did it.
Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.